Blog Talk Radio.
Getting it, y'all, with that intro. But anyway, I want to wish you all a happy Sunday, and I hope everyone is having a super fabulous day. Now, if this is your first time tuning into the show, girl, where you been? I'll wait. I'm just kidding, ladies. But I will give you a pass today if you haven't been tuning into the show. If this is your first time, we do air live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Beauty and Beats is where the world of beauty and music culture meet. And we wanted to create a platform to talk about all the things of ladies love, like beauty, hair, fashion, everything that makes us look and feel gorgeous. Oh, and gossip, duh. Anyway, we also wanted to add music culture in because music is something that all of us here at Dot House Radio is very passionate about. We are home of the indie artists, after all. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. But we don't want to just talk about these things. We also want to bring our indie fashion and beauty brands on, as well as indie artists, to showcase what they have to offer and also promote what they're doing, because being independent is hard work, and we appreciate and support our indies. So now that you know what this show is all about, I expect you to tune in every Sunday, ladies. And also, make sure that you follow us on Twitter. We're at Beauty and Beats for You. That's Beauty, the letter N, Beats, the number 4, and the letter U. Also, make sure that you follow Dial House Radio at dialhouse_radio. And also, make sure that you check us out on the web at dialhouseradio.com. So with all of that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into some Dial House Radio announcements. And when we come back, my co-host Bianca should be on with me, and I'll get into what's going on for tonight's show. So here we go, guys.
You are tuned in to Dial House Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dial House Radio family by visiting our website at www.dialhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dial House Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dialhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dial House Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats, airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dialhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dialhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dial House Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artist of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
All right, you guys, those were the Dollhouse Radio announcements. We do play those on every show so that you guys know what's going on. And I just want to stress a little bit as well for the indie artist that we have that may be listening into the show, or if you know someone that's a dope independent music artist, definitely check out the promo packages on the Dollhouse Radio website. If you have a video you want featured, you want to submit your music, you can definitely email your music and video submissions over to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. But the promo packages allow you to get guaranteed interviews, guaranteed rotation, guaranteed video play on the site. So I really want to encourage you guys to check out the promo packages that we have available to you, and they're very affordable as well, so check those out. Bianca, of course, my co-host, is fashionably late as usual, so we're just going to go ahead and move along and talk about what's going on for tonight's show. So tonight we have a special guest coming on to chat with us. Now, I know you guys are familiar with Chanel, of course, right? The famous Coco Chanel once said, a girl should be two things, and that's classy and fabulous. So today we have a beauty ambassador for Chanel and makeup artist, Sir Charles, coming on to talk with us, ladies. So I cannot wait for that. You guys definitely want to make sure that you tune in for that interview. Also, we have information on what's new in beauty for you. We've also got the best in indie music, of course. So tonight's show is going to be a great show. So normally every week I have a beauty tip for you guys. And so this week I just wanted to kind of talk about something a little bit different. You know, we talk about new product launches and things that are coming out. But I was recently using the Michael Todd True Organic Skincare line. You guys know that I love clean skincare. And then I decided to switch over to the Michael Todd True Organic. And what I found with that product is that it left my skin really itchy. And I know you guys probably remember a couple weeks ago I was talking about, you know, that I thought that maybe it was the product and it wasn't working well with my MAC makeup that I was using at the time. And so now I've switched to using something else, and it's still giving me that itchy feeling. So I think the product is really pretty good as far as, you know, cleansing your skin and keeping you moisturized. And I do like the exfoliator that I was using, but there's something in the product that just isn't working well with my skin. So while I do think that it is a good product and it probably will work well for someone else, it just didn't do good for me. But you guys still check out the product line. Again, it's Michael Todd True Organics. And I am now switching over to something else, and this regimen is really, really simple. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about, the whole point of me telling you all of you ladies this, is that witch hazel and the benefit of witch hazel and how good it is as just a natural astringent for the skin. And there are numerous benefits to using witch hazel. It's a natural toner. It's great for clearing up dark spots. It's also really good for tightening the skin under the eyes. You ladies know we can get bags and things under the eyes, so that's a really, really good product to use for witch hazel. It's good for also preventing acne breakouts. So if you guys experience that, witch hazel is really good for that. So for this week, I just want to encourage you ladies to take a look and consider adding witch hazel to your natural skincare regimen. It's really good for you. And as we always say on this show, skincare is superior to anything. You want to make sure that you're taking care of your skin underneath the makeup and all of that good stuff. So that's my beauty tip for this week, you guys. I'm going to go ahead and get into our first music break. When we come back, we will have Ambassador, Beauty Ambassador for Chanel and makeup artist Sir Charles on the line with us. So I think that I'm feeling a little bit of Mila J right now, you guys. We're going to get into Mila J's track. This is Mila J featuring B.O.B. with Champion.
You the best, okay. The next, you my ex, okay. I swear you try me on purpose, I swear we need a ref, okay. But baby, I am a champion, lay back, I'll ease all the stress, I hit it from the right, hit it from the left, lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
All myself, this nigga acting cute, bedroom like a boxing ring, got each other's necks all day, talking all this
shit,
trying to get you to stay, kissing all up on my face, keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses, I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. I'm heated, but I need it.
We
I'm
up
heated.
In here like, we up in here like,
Rocky.
Hey! Beat
it
up like
what?
Beat it up like
what? Beat it up like Rocky. 2 rounds gone, red for three. Pound for pound, Frazier Ali. Need to pay-per-view what I'm about to do. Boy, so gone, free me your name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. Yeah, I'm heated, but I need it.
We up in here like, we up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat
up like Rocky. Beat up like Rocky. Beat up like Rocky. Look, young Bob like Rocky Balboa. I knock it out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. Huh, I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a scorpion, yo, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she don't leave me there.
So LA with it, I'm just so LA,
LA
with it.
Yeah.
Wake you up so I can put it in your face, nigga.
Damn.
Get it up, baby. I just wanna play with it.
Bring it, bring
let
it
me play
back.
With
bring
it.
It. Bring
let
it, bring
me,
it.
We
back.
Up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey!
Guys, so we are back, and that was Mila J with her song Champion. So if you are just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beast right here on Dollhouse Radio. If you want to call in, make sure you call us at 646-595-4038. We are about to get into this interview with Sir Charles, Beauty Ambassador for Chanel. Sir Charles, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
good. I am blessed. Can't complain. God is very good to me.
I heard that. We are so happy to have you on the show tonight.
Hey,
yes.
Sir Charles.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well.
That is awesome. Yes, such a blessing to be on the show. You know, I've been a fan of India's for years, so, you know, I have yet to meet her, but just, you know, to be a part of this is so nice for me.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, we are happy to have you on, and NJS, she's excited, too, that you were coming on the show, so that is super wonderful. So tell us, Sir Charles, how long have you been a beauty ambassador for Chanel?
I've been with Chanel for 5.5 years, and it's been a very rewarding experience. Chanel is a very good brand. I mean, I know you ladies know from the fashion to, you know, the fragrance and that, but when it comes to the makeup and skincare, I think a lot of people are not really aware that we make very, very good products. So,
right.
Yeah, but it's 5.5 years how long I've been with them.
That's nice. So now that you mentioned that you guys do, you know, have very good products when it comes to skincare and things, because, you know, I didn't really know that either. So what would you recommend? What are some top products when it comes to skincare for Chanel?
Okay, well, we have our very high-end, which is Sublimage, and that's pretty much everything in one, from anti-aging to hydration, and everything that you pretty much need. They say it's better than a facelift, you know, so that's something I could recommend. And then when it gets closer to, you know, the summertime, we have a really good line called Hydra Beauty, which is for really dry skin. So if, you know, anyone that's really dry, we have a really nice gel cream that will really help you if you're going to wear a tinted moisturizer after that or a foundation.
Nice. Okay. Now, I'm oily. I'm very oily, Sir Charles. So, what do you guys have anything for really oily skin?
For oily, I would recommend for you our Lee Lift, which is our anti-aging, but the oil-free one, which is a cream fine. You will really, really like that one. That one is really nice. So, I don't know if there's a Chanel close to you in the area. That you can actually go and, you know, get some samples of it to try, or, you know, I can even send you something. I don't know where you're located, but I can, you know, we can talk off air and I can get some to you for you to try it, because that's my thing, is educating on the skincare. That's important. Then the color, which is next. A lot of ladies don't understand that you have to treat that skin, the canvas, good, and then, you know, make it as worn to enhance your beauty.
Right.
All right. Now, Charles, you said that we all know Chanel's very high-end, and we talked about dry and oily. Now, what about the cheap?
You said for cheap?
Yeah, I'm the cheap. I'm the broke chick of the show. So what, do you have, like, a maybe a second-tier or a third-tier line that, you know, for people that, like myself, that maybe don't have?
Well, the Hydra Beauty would be the one that's, like, right there. That's, you know, I'm not going to say it's low, but it's definitely for someone that's just starting out.
Okay.
And then if you want to, of course, bump up to the next levels, there's other levels. But the Hydra Beauty is what I would recommend for you.
Okay.
But there's three different versions of it. We have the gel cream, we have the cream, and then we also have the cream rich. That's something that's more for wintertime, the cream rich.
Mm-hmm.
So your skin is really, you know, dry. You need that hydration.
Okay. So that was the test, Sir Charles. You sold it, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely thebomb.com. I love everything in cosmetics and makeup. I'm not going to put one line down and say, you know, mine is better over anyone else's, but I will say that I'm going to stand behind Chanel. I know it's worked for me. I use the skincare, and I've gotten all my family and all my female friends involved in Chanel, and they are just like, you know, they're blown away with it. Even my celebrity friends, they're like used to wearing MAC, and now they're like, oh, I didn't realize Chanel had all of this, you know.
Right. So, and I, like,
yeah.
Me too, like, I'm familiar with fragrance and fashion and everything, but, you know, I hadn't really look into, like, the product line for makeup and skincare. So I'm definitely going to do that.
Oh, yes.
All right, so Truffle, tell me, what is the most rewarding thing about your job?
The most rewarding thing I would say about my job is actually working for a brand that has been around for so long, and Coco was definitely ahead of her time, just the history and the vision she had, and for the brand to still be going strong, and she's been gone for over 40-something years, and they really take the part for, you know, us that work for the brand and, you know, just traveling and being able to experience and give that luxury experience to someone else as well as being able to receive it from a company. I really enjoy that. You know, it's almost like we're a family. You know what I mean?
Right. That's important,
yeah,
too.
That's really rewarding for me.
Awesome. So tell us, Trista, what are your pet peeves when it comes to makeup? Or what do you find when someone comes to you? What's some of the things that maybe they may not know or they have a misconception about?
I have a few, one being that when some ladies don't even wear skincare at all and just wear makeup or sleep in their makeup and don't treat their skin, or some washing it with a bar of soap, you know, which is not good for your skin at all. So those are a couple. And then the third one I would say is when a lady shaves her eyebrows completely off and draw them off. I don't like that on a woman. That's too drag queenish for me. I want you to look like a natural well.
Right.
You feel me?
Yes. Yes, indeed. I'm a stickler for brows, too, so I understand completely. I was talking to someone about that. Yeah.
Yeah, your eyebrows are everything. So when you're shaving them off like that and drawing them on, I mean, I knew a chick that did that, and I'm just like, I really wanted to get them together for her, but she thought she was the it factor, so I let her do her thing.
Wow.
Does Chanel offer any, like, kits, like, brow, as far as, I know we were talking about the skincare, but as far as, like, the makeup line, I know a lot of different brands offer, you know, like, the kits.
Yeah.
As far, like, with the pencil, the...
Unfortunately, we don't have a brow kit, but we do have the pencil, and we do have, like, the single shadows that we recommend, that those work just as well, I mean, like a brow kit, but the pencils aren't bad. I actually was never really a fan of pencils myself when I'm doing makeup application, but seeing that ours, the actual crayon goes on really, really soft, and it looks really true to your natural hair. It doesn't look like it's drawn on. You know what I mean? So you're just feathering it in versus drawing it in. But I do prefer the actual powder and use an eyebrow brush when I'm doing an eyebrow application.
Yeah, I agree with that because I know sometimes with the pencil it can maybe come off a little harsh when you're penciling your brows, especially if someone's using a light hand. So, yeah, I definitely agree with using the brow powder. So that's really, really good. Awesome. Now, what about lip products? I love lip products, especially glosses. And I know Bianca, she's into nude. So are there any fabulous, like, nude colors from Chanel?
You said
that's
what?
Like a must try. Any favorite or fabulous nude lip glosses from Chanel that's like a must try?
Yeah, we have the Twinkle, which is a really nice universal a new lip gloss. It has a little shimmer to it. It's not too much shimmery, but you don't have to wear lipstick. It's really nice for, like, a natural look. And then we have the Plaisir, which is a really, really nice new one, too. But some of our glosses have shimmer and some of them don't. It just really all depends on the look that you're going for. If you're going to wear a matte lip, we do have one called Glaze that is really nice to kind of give your lip that shine if you know, want a little shine to it.
Okay, I'm loving these names. They're so luxe and fabulous.
They are.
I love it.
Yeah, there's a whole new line of lipsticks from our Rouge Coco line, and they're all named after her family and friends and people that were close to Chanel. And the new lipsticks are just wonderful. I mean, they have the green tea extract, which is really nice. It gives you really good moisture and shine for your lips, and it's a magnifying effect. So it's just, I mean, you can wear it with the lip liner or wear it without, but it's awesome, you know.
Love it, love it. All righty. So do you find that, are there a lot of celebrities that are using, like, the Chanel products as well?
There is. Kim Kardashian and her sisters, they wear our foundation and a few other things. I know Vivica Fox had mentioned that she loved our gloss. She can't leave without her Chanel gloss. There's a few others that I had seen, and I was kind of shocked, you know, myself. And then, of course, my celebrity friends that I'm very close with, they're supporting the brand because of me. They didn't realize, like I say, they were all about MAC, and MAC is a good line, but they didn't realize that Chanel had things to offer and you know, as far as when it comes to makeup.
Nice. Okay. So are there any other plans for you, Sir Charles, as far as, like, with makeup, because I know you're a beauty ambassador for Chanel. Do you do other things, or are you working on any projects for yourself as far as beauty is concerned?
I do. I have some things in the work, but I'm, like, one of those behind-the-scenes kind of guy that, you know, I just kind of keep working, and then when I do it, then they'd be like, okay, it's going to scare the crap out of him. Like, okay, he came up with that. But outside of that, I'm also into music. So I grew up in a church. Okay. And things. I have some projects coming up. I work very closely with Val Young, who is out in L.A. She's in California. She sung behind Tupac's To Live and Die in L.A. We got some things that we're going to be working on. And Candy from the Mary Jane Girls and Maxi. So I got a few things in the work. You know, I kind of like to stay behind the scenes. And then when I do it, people will see.
Okay, I heard that. That's always great because, you know, then people are not expecting it when it comes out.
Oh, they're
so
really
that
not.
Is awesome. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're into music, Sir Charles. So what kind of music do you like? What's your favorite?
Well, you know, gospel, number one, but jazz. I love jazz. I love old school Motown, anything old school, really, you know, soulful. I like some hip-hop, but I like more of the old school, you know, like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, all the West Coast stuff. I'm into all of that. Nothing really new excites me, to be honest. I think music today is really taking a different approach. Everyone sounds alike. You really can't tell who is who if you listen to the radio or you buy a CD. So I kind of stick with what I have in my collection and rebuild. If there's something new that I really want to add to my musical library, then I'll go out and get it. But other than that, I'm really a true old school. I'm an old soul.
I'm glad you said that because I love old school R&B too. Love it. And I am, like, a huge fan. I know this is pretty old, but, like, the DeBarge, DeBarge family, and the Whisper.
They're from my hometown. Not to cut you off, but DeBarge is from my hometown. Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, I am huge on old school R&B, too, because they just don't make R&B like they used to.
They really don't. So, but you can find me now. I listen to Neil Soul if I do want to hear some R&B. I mean, from Ledisi to Jill Scott, you know, to Raheem Devon, Eric Robinson. Like, those are the kind of artists that are, like, true. You know it's them when you hear it, and I don't get tired of their music. It's so soulful. So, that's where I'm at.
All right, we're going to have to talk off the show. Yes.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, girl. I mean, that's what it's about, you know. But I will recommend this before you close everything up, to try these six signature products from Chanel. You know, when you're starting out, if you want to at least get into the brand and take baby steps, is our mascara. It's Le Volume, and it gives you nice instant volume. You don't have to kind of fight with the brush. As soon as you put it on, it separates the lashes. It's really good. Our eyeshadow, which is our quads, those are really nice.
Okay.
And then the lip gloss that you were just talking about. Our nail polish, we sell a lot of that. The nail polish is really, really nice. A lot of people say it's, like, way better than OPI, and it does stay on.
And
our foundation, our foundation, and our LaBeige powder. And the powder is made to be worn either alone or you can wear it on top. It's not a translucent powder. It's more of a sheer healthy glow powder. So
okay.
It has a SPF 15, which most powders don't even have that in it, the sunscreen protection. I mean, it's really, really nice. It just makes your skin glow and look really natural. So
nice.
I would recommend those, starting out to the listeners and to you ladies on here. Just getting it to the brand, that's something that I would recommend.
Thank you. So I do. I wrote those down. I'm definitely going to check it out because I love beauty and I'm probably a makeup addict, but I'm definitely going to go and try those out. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So Virtual, thank you so much for coming on the show. I am so glad that you came on and, you know, talked about Chanel and everything. I'm sure there are some ladies out there that's probably getting ready to run out and check out these products, especially if they didn't know that Chanel offered all of these things. So thank you for coming on. We would love to
You're
have
welcome.
You back on again.
Most definitely. You have to stay in touch with me.
I will. So, yeah, so as things happen as well and, you know, you get ready to blow up and do all your stuff, make sure that you let us know what's going on so we can keep up and get you on here.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, you guys. So if you just now are tuning into the show, we were just speaking with Beauty Ambassador for Chanel, Sir Charles, and he has told us about all these wonderful products that we have here, that Chanel has, and you guys want to make sure that you go check it out. If you did miss the interview at all, then you want to make sure that you listen to the show on demand, and of course we'll be tweeting out the link for you guys to check out. So definitely you'll want to do that. So really quickly, we are going to go ahead and get into another quick break, and then when we come back, me and Bianca, we are going to get into what's new in beauty for you. So you guys, we're going to go ahead and get into, this is Carla Paige with her song, Supernova.
But I know you miss the old me. Boy, I have so
Yes, that was Carla Page with Supernova. Carla is one of our spotlight artists here at Dollhouse Radio. If you guys like that song, definitely let us know what you think about the artists that we're playing here on the show. We've played one of Carla's other songs as well. She's a really great songwriter and vocalist. So definitely, if you like that, you guys can call in and request the song. If you're just tuning into the show, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. If you want to call in, you can call us at 646-595-4038. If you did just miss the interview, we were just speaking with Sir Charles, Beauty Ambassador for Chanel. You guys can always check out the interview on demand. I'll tweet out the link for you guys. I'll also post it on the Beauty and Beats show page on the Dollhouse Radio website so that you can listen to it on demand. So we are back now. Hey, B, how are you doing today?
Super awesome.
Great, great, great. What's been going on this week for you?
Oh, just a whole lot of craziness. But, but everything's good.
That's
just
good.
Good,
that's good.
That's what it is. It's a good crazy, not a bad one.
So we're going to go ahead and get into talking about what's new in beauty for you. So what about you, Bianca? Have you tried any new products this week? Or I know you like to shop as long as there's some good deals going on. You done any new shopping this week? Anybody has any great sales on?
Actually, I did go shopping, and I didn't see any good sales. I was just at the mall yesterday, and honestly, I didn't see any good sales, like not a one.
Really? All righty. Well, I guess maybe soon there will be some good sales coming on. I know I still have my little app on the phone that you told me to check out for deals. So I've been using that. I love stuff that smells really, really good. So I've been definitely looking for deals to check out what's on sale for, like, Bath and Body Works. And I did. I was at the mall, too, actually, last night, and I actually picked up some stuff from the body shop. So,
okay.
Now, that reminds me of something. I happen to love this scent from the body shop. It's called Satsuma. And it is, it smells like oranges to me. It's like an Argentinian oil or something like that. But my cousin had the nerve to tell me that it smelled like Windex. Windex.
Like what?
It's like, really? It smelled like Windex. But I think it smells good. If anyone else has tried Satsuma, I think it smells fabulous. It smells like fresh oranges. It's really fresh. And I think it's great when you hop out the shower if you put it on. And I just was like, really? She was like, you smell like Windex. I was like, okay, thank you. So anyway, it smells good to me. I just had to share that because I was like, no, you didn't. Okay.
Well, you know what? So sometimes sometimes things smell differently on different people.
Right.
And sometimes things don't match up with your pH. Like Dove isn't good for me. Like Dove soap, it doesn't agree with my pH, so it doesn't smell good. I don't know how to explain it. It just doesn't smell. Like, I smell it on other people. I'm like, oh, wow, you use Dove. But when I use it, it's just like I don't smell the same way. And, like, I've noticed, like, a lot of guys, I know a lot of guys that use, like, Axe or Fahrenheit is another cologne. You know, I know people that use it, and it never smells the same. You know, I'm like, oh, what is that? And they're like, oh, it's this. And I'm like, oh, I smelled that on somebody before. It didn't smell like that. But, okay, if you say so, you know.
Polo cologne is one of those, too, that if it's not on the right person, it does not smell good.
Exactly. And I think that's something that's important. Like, just because it smells good on the little piece of paper that they give you or the sample smells really good in the bottle, it doesn't always smell like that on you.
Right. All righty. So, okay, so let's get into what's new in beauty for you. Kim Kardashian is a brunette again.
Oh, that was short-lived.
Right. I was like, okay, Kim. Like, this one I was getting used to the whole blonde bombshell. But you know what I think went wrong? She went blonde, and then blonde turned into like almost like a platinum-y blonde kind of color.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think like it was perfect when she first dyed it, and then as she started to like play with it a little bit more, I think the color it went left, and so
she started to kind of look like a superhero, but it looked good though.
Right. Yeah, like Storm from X-Men. Exactly.
Yeah. But it still looked good though. She looked like a sexy superhero.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So she's back to the old Kim, you guys. So I was really liking the blonde on her, though. So it also looks like Diddy is entering back into the fragrance world. Diddy who?
Oh,
where Diddy been?
Right.
Right. Where have you been, Diddy? So Diddy has entered back into the fragrance world, and on May 6th, he will be launching a new fragrance that is called 3AM. Now, Diddy has been off the scene, especially in the fragrance market, for the last 6 years. And, you know, according to the article that I was reading on Women's Wear Daily, he basically was saying that at the time when he was coming out with his fragrances, it was just too many people at one time coming out with fragrances, and so he decided to kind of fall back for a while. So now I guess he feels like this is the perfect opportunity to come back in and relaunch, you know, his fragrance line and see how that goes. So I'm thinking this is just an opportunity for him to become relevant again because – we don't remember Diddy. I mean,
right?
Like what Diddy? Okay, so but he is launching his new fragrance, and I'm not gonna hate on him for his hustle. So I'm looking forward to checking out this new fragrance and seeing what it is all about. So we'll see what happens there. So I also want to put, like, a spotlight on an indie beauty brand, since we're always talking about, you know, indie beauty and fashion brands and things like that. So I don't know if you really want to call it an indie beauty brand, but there is a new cosmetic line out. It is called the SWL Collection, and it is a line of they have lipsticks and eyeshadows, and they are pretty reasonably priced. Shantae Moore is the, I guess, ambassador or face of the brand. If you guys are familiar with Shantae Moore, the singer, and she's on R&B Divas as well. So they do have a cosmetic line, and it looks really nice. So I'm dying to try it and check it out and see what it's about. But I believe the website is SWLcollection.com. I will let you guys know for sure because I could be completely wrong. But that is a new cosmetic brand that is out. So you guys definitely want to check out that website and purchase some of the products and see how you like them. Yes, I was right, you guys. So it is SWLcollection.com. They have lipsticks. You can get, like, they have, like, a collection of lipsticks that you could try, the variety pack or a variety pack of the lip glazes, the lip glosses, and they have eyeshadows. And the eyeshadows are really, really pretty, and, like, they're very pigmented. So definitely check those out, ladies, and let us know what you think. And I'm also going to try out some products and let you guys know what I think as well. So
how do you try with them? You know, I'm always worried about the price. How much is it?
Okay, let's see. Let's look at the single lipsticks here. What are we looking at? So they have cream lipsticks, pearl lipsticks, matte lipsticks. So they're running typically about the same as you would purchase for a matte lipstick. So it's about $15 for a lipstick.
$15.99. I don't know. I don't know if I want to try something for the same price. They should have came down a little bit.
I should have been like $12, $11, and then we see. Right.
Ten.
So you say $10.
If it was $10, I'd have let y'all know. I just got on the air next week and told y'all how it was, but I can't. I won't be letting you know. We'll be waiting for Auntie.
Oh my goodness, Bianca, this just don't make no sense.
We'll be waiting on Angie. I'm just letting everybody know.
So you guys, lipsticks are running $15.99. Let's see. Let's look at the lip glazes. The lip glosses are running $15.99 as well. And then they have two kinds of eyeshadows. They have the Silky Shadows, which also run $15.99. And they also have the Bold Effect Shadows. So if I'm not mistaken, I believe those are running about the same. The Bold Effect eyeshadows, excuse me, are running $16.99. So their prices are comparable to MAC prices. So if you guys, you want to check them out, that is a lot better than the Gucci we were talking about last week. So $15 is not too bad. But it does say that SWL, which stands for the Superwoman Lifestyle, was created and designed. Yes, the Superwoman Lifestyle was created by Vicki Irvin, and Vicki Irvin is an entrepreneur, so it says that for years she has coached women business owners on how to start, grow, and sustain thriving businesses while still being able to have it all and be fabulous, of course. So she has now extended her brand into this cosmetic line, and R&B diva Shantae Moore is the celebrity face and brand ambassador of this cosmetic line. So all you super women out there, check out this makeup collection and see how you like it. See, the products could be really, really good, Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why you need to check out BH Cosmetics, because they have good products and they are like super, super reasonable.
Mhm.
that's a brand that's really, really, it's good. Like, people would think like, oh, okay, it's BH Cosmetics, you know, who are they? Woo woo. But they have really good products, and I actually just purchased the Missy Lynn palette. I told you guys about that last show that we had. I purchased my palette, so I have it now. It was on like a 3-week back order, actually. So, but I got it, and it is very, very beautiful, and I am going to be playing in the colors so that you guys can check it out and see all these little cool creations that I'm going to try to create with this palette. So that is definitely something everybody needs to check out, BH Cosmetics. What about Dose of Colors? Have you checked out Dose of Colors, Bianca?
No.
Dose of Colors is another indie beauty brand, and they have they have some of the prettiest colored lipsticks. And lip glosses, and they're highly pigmented. They are, I believe they are vegan, so they don't have any, like, harsh chemicals in them as well. And they are long-wearing and gorgeous. And let's look at the price point for the Dose of Colors lipsticks. I can't believe you haven't heard of them. It's like the buzz on, like, Instagram and everything. Like, everybody is wearing Dose of Colors now. And
I'm a social network nobody, so I don't really, I follow weird stuff. I follow skateboarders and snowboarders and weight loss and skateboarders. That's pretty much who I follow on social networks. That's interesting to me.
Now, the Dose of Colors, and I will say this, like, their lipsticks are, they run about 18, okay? But they are.
Oh, so they're more than that. And they're independent, okay?
Yeah, they're independent.
I can't make sure I'm following along.
The lipsticks are vegan, they're cruelty-free, gluten-free, and paraben-free. So, again, they are long-lasting, and they glide on the lips smoothly. The color is really, really pigmented, and they are – it's just a really good product. So, if you guys are interested in checking out Dose of Colors as well, their website is doseofcolors.com. And, of course, they're on Instagram. They are on Facebook. I do not think they're on Twitter yet, but you guys definitely check out them as well. 18 is not too bad for, like, your lipstick. And the glosses, let's see.
But it's, I think, I'm not saying, I honestly, I think it is too bad when the name brand, okay, the name brand is 15. So why would I pay, because to me, in my head, 18 is like 20, so you're asking me to pay an extra $5, take a risk with an extra $5 for something I only ever seen on Instagram. And I can't, like, you can walk into a MAC store and you can try it out. Where are these products available with the independent? You're just ordering it like Avon, I would imagine.
So I actually think that Dose of Colors, though, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Dose of Colors has actually... I think they have opened their first store already. Actually, they've opened, let's see here. They are available in certain stores. So if you're in New York, Dose of Colors is available at Ricky's. I don't know about Ricky's because I'm not in New York. But they're available at Ricky's, and it looks like there's like 100,000 of them in New York. If you're in California, you can purchase Dose of Colors at Nanny's Beauty Center. That seems to be a real popular one in California. And then, of course, if you're in Florida, they have Ricky's in South Beach, and then there's another Ricky's in another part of Miami as well. So it's Ricky's Miami 2, and then there's Ricky's Sobey or South Beach. So... you can pick up there. So they have made it to where their product is being sold in some stores now. But it is a good product, though. So,
says those on Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's where they started out. And if they got so much buzz from different people from liking their product that they were able to, you know, expand to getting their line into certain stores or whatever. But I'm one of those people, unfortunately, I guess it's not unfortunately, but if it's a product that I really like, then as long as it's not obnoxiously priced, I'm probably going to spend whatever it is to purchase it. So if I like it and I think that it does a good job, then, yeah, I'll probably pay the price for it. But I get what you're saying, though. If you're an independent brand and you're new and nobody has never heard of you and you come out and your product is priced the same amount as some of these brands that are well-known and people know, why would someone purchase your product and we don't know who you are? So I get that part.
I think it would be smarter. I mean, obviously, I guess their game plan works because they're in a store, but I would think it would be smarter, and I'm just giving this piece of advice to people that are trying to open their own, you know, boutiques and whatnot, to at least, you know, anytime you start any new business, you shouldn't expect a big profit. So I think in order to get your name out there, you may want to price yourself at least match or go below your competition to kind of get the buzz going, because I don't know, I'm a very thrifty shopper, and even if it's something that I'm super into, I wouldn't convert brands just because I saw it on Instagram and pay more.
Right. That's absolutely true. So typically, I won't do that either. So I actually waited. So I have my trusty true people that I watch, like, on YouTube and things. So typically, before I get anything, I usually will wait to see what kind of reviews, like, some of those people have. And even not just, like, regular people. I mean, like, the actual makeup artist or, like, Makeup Geek. She has her own cosmetic line, and she's a makeup artist, and she's been around for a while. So, like, I'll watch her and see what her reviews are and what she thinks about certain things before I actually try it. Because usually, for the people that I will watch and, you know, get feedback from them, they're usually pretty spot on when it comes to products. So usually I won't just go and just outright and buy something without, you know, getting some feedback first. But I am going to try out the SWL collection. One of the reasons why is because it is a line started by a woman of color, and I definitely have to support that. And I am going to try out the products and see how I like them. Number two, I'm a fan of Shantay Moore, have been for a long time, so that always helps out. And, you know, by them being independent as well and by them being so new, I definitely want to try it out and then see what I thought about it, because I'd like to get them on the show as well to talk about their product line and why it is, you know, fabulous or why we should buy into it. So, but I'll check it out and we will see what happens here. So we're going to go ahead and get into another quick break, you guys. I have a new track here that we're going to listen to. This is actually by Rihanna. She has a new track. The song is called Bitch Better Have My Money.
Oh, God. This song, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Here goes, guys.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moolala. Yeah, yo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me out the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch, but I am my money.
new Rihanna track, Bitch Better Have My Money. I'm interested to find out what you guys thought about that song. So you can definitely call us at 646-595-4038 and let us know what you think about that song. And if you are just now tuning into the show, you are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dow House Radio. If you guys missed the first part of the show, we did interview our special guest, Sir Charles. He is a beauty ambassador for Chanel, and he talks about a lot of great products and things that Chanel has to offer. You guys, if you missed the interview, you can definitely go back and check it out on demand by going to blogtalkradio.com. /Dow House Radio. We will also be tweeting out the show link on Twitter and also on the Beauty and Beats Facebook page. Also, you can also go to the Beauty and Beats show page on the Dow House Radio website at www.dowhouseradio.com and click the On Demand link, and you'll be able to listen to the show there as well on demand. So we were just finishing up what was new in beauty for you this week. But first, I have to ask Bianca, what did she think about the song?
I don't like it at all. I hate that song. It don't even sound like her.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's definitely different than normal Rihanna.
I'm just not buying like that whole. I don't know. I just don't like it. It seems like it's like a new image or something. I don't like it.
That is crazy. So it's definitely different and definitely unexpected from Rihanna. I knew it was going to be something kind of crazy when I saw the name of the track. I was like, oh, okay. So, all right, guys, well, let us know if you thumbs up or thumbs down the track. Again, make sure you give us a call at 646-595-4038. Really quickly here, we do have a caller on the line, so we're going to go ahead and pick up our caller.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi there.
Hi, Joseph.
Bianca and Ms. Raya. Missed you all last Sunday. What happened?
We had to be off for last Sunday. Just other things were going on, but we are back now.
I'm glad you missed, Joseph.
Thanks. I meant to ask. Wanted to ask you all something. Two things actually, because. Even though the month of March is almost over, a while back, it was St. Patrick's Day, and I just wanted to ask you all whether or not you all saw anything fashion that was suitable for that holiday or not. The reason I ask because a while back, I was on a 9-day trip over to Hilton Island in South Carolina and to Savannah, Georgia, and saw a lot of green shirts, green everywhere, and green hats, maybe some pants. I'm not sure.
Well, I definitely seen a lot of different. I guess with the St. Patrick's Day, I mean, you can wear about anything in the color green and everything. So my recommendation is just that, it's just stylishly green. So I didn't. I think the St. Patrick's Day. I think I more so wore like I had my makeup like. The green eyeshadow and everything, and more so than dressing up in the green color. But, what about you, Bianca?
Bianca?
I didn't do anything for St. Patrick's Day. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't wear anything special. I didn't do anything. I'm not really into that.
No problem. It's just something I thought I'd ask. And it's all right if you don't answer this next one because it concerns the next holiday coming up, Easter, and whether or not there's if there's anything left or anything at all to wear at Easter to ask you. I haven't seen much. I don't even know if they're selling the bonnets anymore.
Oh, well, like for Easter, like Easter to me is just, you know, as far as style, it's just like pastel colors. So that's what I think of. Like I, you know, as far as Easter goes, that's probably one of those holidays I don't consider something that you would really dress up for.
Unless you're going to the church.
Right, unless you're going to church, right? That's like how I grew up. We go to church on Easter, you know, but, you know, everybody wears pastel colors like purple, pink, and, you know, so not really sure about the bonnet thing.
I don't know about the bonnet thing either.
No problem. Well, it's good to have you all back. Haven't heard you all since I celebrated my 39th birthday. So.
Oh, happy birthday,
Joseph.
Oh,
happy belated birthday, Joseph.
Thank you. Anyway, I know you got to go because there's only 30 minutes of your show left. So I'm going to let you go, finish up your show, and catch you all next Sunday.
Thanks for calling in, Joseph.
Yes, thank you for calling, Joseph.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. So we do have our diehard fans and listeners that tune in to the show, so it's always nice to hear from them. And it's so glad that we were missed last Sunday. We're sorry. We're back, though. So I am, like, lost now that Empire is not coming on anymore, Bianca. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off a little bit.
Did you get to see the finale?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Shout out to Hulu.
Awesome, awesome. I'm excited. I cannot wait for the next season. And actually, I'm so bummed because I was out yesterday doing a whole lot of stuff, and actually Hakeem and Jamal from the show were actually in St. Louis, and they were doing like a signing and all of that good stuff. So I missed going to see them, you guys. I'm so bummed because I happen to absolutely love Jamal. He's my favorite. And I like Hakeem, too. But, yeah, they were here in St. Louis. I know a lot of people came out.
Go ahead and grab that cradle, Angela.
Shut up, girl. No. I am bummed because I had plans. I was going to go see them, and then I ended up getting doing all kinds of other stuff, so that's okay. They'll be back, or I'll come to you. No.
She meant it.
Oh, gosh. I love that show. Oh, goodness. Okay, so I was really bummed that I didn't get to see them yesterday, but it's whatever. It's whatever.
So what are they signing? So, are they signing the album, I guess?
Yeah, they are, because I think that the Empire show actually has its own, you know, soundtrack or whatever. So I think that's what they were signing. So I'm going to check that out.
I wonder if anybody actually bought that.
You know, I wonder. I did like the music that was on the show, so I'm wondering.
It was okay for the show, but it's not something I would want to hear in my car or while I'm taking a shower. Or that's typically when I like to listen to music. It's nothing I would want to hear then.
Yeah. So Some of it I agree with you on. Some ideas, like, and I probably would just, like, listen to it in my car. But I know some of the songs, because some of the music acts in the show were kind of more, I don't know, they seem kind of theatrical maybe. So some of those maybe not so much, but I am curious to see, you know, how well the sales go for that. And I know that now that Jamal or Jesse, whatever we want to call him, I know that he's signed to, I believe, Columbia now. So I'm curious to see what he's going to come out for his solo project. So we shall see what happens here. That reminds me, so when we were talking to Sir Charles about music and everything, and he was talking about, you know, old school R&B, and that was interesting because I always do say that R&B is nothing like it used to be back in the day, and that was like the best R&B to me, old school R&B. I am definitely, truly an old soul when it comes to music, too, and it probably just comes from, like, growing up and listening to all these different things. So what is, like, what is your favorite genre of music? Do you listen to any R&B? Are you, like, big on R&B or no?
I'm not big on it, but I do listen. And I like the new stuff more so because I don't know, I enjoy the fact that they're pretty much straight to the point.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of, I like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the love songs, just like the next gal, but the whole, like, I love Trey songs. He's pretty much very straight to the point, so it's what he's going to do,
yeah,
how he's going to do it, when and where he's going to do it, and all of the above. I like that. As opposed to, like, the old school, they kind of had cute words, a lot of innuendos, a lot of, you know what I mean?
Right.
When I used to say "Freak Me, Baby," Trey Songz says "Fuck you, fuck me." You know what I mean? And I like
right.
that.
Right.
I like that.
That's
a lot.
True. That's true. Yeah. All the ladies are like the Trey Songz. We know.
Yeah. He, you know, back in the day, they used to say, "I'm gonna make it rain down." You know what I mean? Make it. No,
right.
Trey Songz tells you exactly, exactly
mm-hmm.
how he's gonna do this. So I prefer that. Same with Chris Brown. So
right,
I appreciate a nice love song, just like the next girl, you know, but I like the new school R&B better.
I like both, but I know that I'm an old school kind of chick. However, I do, too, love some Trey Songz and Chris Brown as well. And if I was,
And I would
know.
Love his baby.
Yes.
I wouldn't have no problem with it.
Oh, gosh. Yes, indeed. That is hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I love me some Chris Brown. I was just going to say, I was like, you know, if I wasn't available, Chris, you know, I'm just saying. No.
I'm saying.
If you don't want to
say it, I'll say it.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, so that was very interesting when he was saying that he was into old school music because, you know, a lot of people are really all about the new school music and everything. So Trey Songz, he reminds me of the new school R. Kelly. He reminds me of R. Kelly, like, of this generation. That is who he reminds me of.
You know, I can't really say.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I
was never, like, an R. Kelly fan. I didn't really get to experience, you know what I mean, a whole lot of R. Kelly to really say, but I don't know.
What kind of music you be listening to, Bianca? I'm going to have to listen to some Bianca music.
You know, all I listen to is rap.
Really?
That's all I really listen to. Yeah, I do. I mean, I listen to a little bit of rap. I listen to, like I said, I like Trey Songz. I like Chris Brown. But those are pretty much the only R&B artists on my playlist.
Well, that's not too bad. I'll listen to rock, but I don't know, like, a lot of different rock artists, which I'd like for our independent rock music artists to actually send some stuff. in so that we can get it on the show and, you know, listen to more of that, especially because I'm pretty sure there's some good independent rock artists out there. So I would be able to tell you names, but if I listen to something, I can let you know if I like it. So that's something we definitely want to get more of on the show. Different genres of independent music artists. So I'm looking forward to doing that really, really soon. So independent artists, all genres out there listening in to the show, make sure that you send in your music. We don't care if it's R&B, rock, Latin, country, whatever the case may be. Make sure that you send it in to dialhousradiomusic@gmail.com. And I have to push out there the promo packages again for you guys. So if anyone's just now tuning into the show and you have music and you're interested in sending it, because we do get tons of emails for music submissions. I'm just saying, because we have to go through each and every submission that we do receive to make sure that you have everything that we require, it is more beneficial for you guys to actually go out there and purchase your promo packages and get your guaranteed rotation or interview on the shows. And also, let's not forget, our Truth Be Told show actually starting back up in the month of April. They will be doing their indie artist battle at the end of the month. And for all indie artists who actually win the battle, you do get a week of rotation free on all Dialhouse Radio shows. You also get an exclusive interview, and the Truth Be Told show actually will keep your song in rotation on their show for a month. So there's like a million and one ways to get your music in rotation on Dialhouse Radio. You have to invest in your craft, you guys. So I've left it out there on the table. All the options are there. Make sure that you check it out. So before you have
I was going to recommend an independent artist for everybody to check out, but now I can't. I think they're called I Prevail, and they did a cover to Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a rock version, and it's pretty cool. So I just wanted to tell everybody to check it out. But the band is either called Prevail or I Prevail, something like that. I'll tweet it when
okay.
I find it. Yeah, it's I Prevail. That's I-P-R-E-V-A-I-L. And they redid Blank Space by Taylor Swift, and it's pretty cool. So it's easy to listen to, because if you're familiar with Blank Space already, it won't kill you, because it's like, it doesn't just sound like a bunch of noise. So if you're familiar, you know, you already are familiar with the lyrics of Blank Space, so it's pretty good to check out. And they're actually a pretty good band, and they're independent. And I think they're based out of Michigan.
Okay, so we definitely have to tweet that out and tell everybody to check that out. That is cool. Awesome. So I was talking about earlier in the show before you got on, Bianca. I know we had talked about me using this natural skincare, the Michael Todd True Organics, and I was saying that I thought that like the MAC makeup was making me itchy after I wore it. So it's the skincare line that is making me itchy. So I've actually switched.
Oh, really?
So I switched over to something else, and something just like really, really simple too. And that was like part of the beauty tip I gave earlier today as well about using Witch Hazel. But I've actually just like switched over to like the Palmer's cocoa butter soap. And I am not a fan at all of using soap on your skin for skincare, but this one does not dry your skin out. It is super, super moisturizing. So I've been using the Palmer's cocoa butter soap, and I basically...
I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I hate to, you know, to discredit anything. However, I think that that's a load of crap as far as, like, soap's not good for your face. Because it's good for the rest of your body. Why is your face different? It's skin.
So,
skin is skin. Yeah. And I do recommend everybody exfoliating. Like, I exfoliate my, you know, my arms just as well as I do my face. However, I just don't feel, I think it's the whole crap that you need a special soap just for your face.
Well, you know,
if it's good enough to wash my leg, it's good enough to wash my teeth.
Well, the thing with soap is, and it depends too on your skin type, you know, soap has fragrance in it, soap has drying, you know, it really does make your skin dry. Like when you finish washing your face with like a bar of soap, your skin is dry and it's, you know. So
well, yes,
it's not
really... That's why I agree with moisturizers. I agree that there's certain, you know, lotion just isn't going to cut it sometimes. I do agree with, you know, a special moisturizer and things of that such. But as far as, like, five different soaps, one to remove the makeup, one to wash the face, one to purify the face, one to exfoliate, like, I just think that that whole regimen thing is just, like, a whole, I don't know.
Bianca, no.
What? You know, I'm always looking for the cheap way out. I don't knock soap, you know? This is that kind of a good moisturizer. Like, I use the L'Oreal. I wash with my soap, my Caress.
Well, you know what? I think that outside of, and that's true, even though it's drying to your skin,
but
you
and I will say that I have oily skin. I have really oily skin. Really oily skin.
Too.
So soap is very helpful for me.
I have oily skin, especially in my T-zone area. I get really oily as well, so I get it. But, you know, soap, it contains, I guess the ingredients it contains, is like, it's good for, like, the body, but it's not always the best for your skin. I guess it just depends on what is in the soap, you know. So some things can be harsh to your skin. Like, my body is a lot less sensitive than my face is. So, you know, I can probably wash my body with, because I happen to like Caress too, so I can wash my body with Caress all day, but it may break out my skin. So I guess it just depends on the person. I just don't use, like, the soap anymore, not regular soap on my face, just because it is super drying. And even though I am oily, I will get dry in other parts of my face, like really dry, and sometimes... It depends on the moisturizer, too, because sometimes the moisturizers don't always give me enough moisture. So it just depends. But I've been using my little $1.98 cocoa butter soap and my witch hazel and my little dollar and something cocoa butter radiant slow moisturizer, and that's been working wonders for me. And I just really like that because it's... Yeah.
See, ladies, it's possible.
She's like, it's possible. Yep, seriously. I think for everything, I probably paid like $6 between the witch hazel, the soap, and the moisturizer. And that was it. And that's what I've been using lately. And my skin is like really soft, and it's not itchy, and yep. So I was like, oh, I think I'm going to stick with this regimen. This is really good. That's true.
I've been sticking to my regimen of, I just use soap. And every, like, once a week or twice a week, I use an exfoliant and then a regenerizer, and then I use a moisturizer.
Yeah, so it's true, you don't have to spend like an arm and a leg on products, you guys. But again, I am the type of person, if I like something, I will splurge a little bit on it if I really like it. And I did write down all six other products that Sir Charles was talking to us about with Chanel, and I'm going to try out some of them and see what I like and everything, because I didn't know, outside of the fragrance, I didn't even realize that Chanel really had like a full cosmetic line. So I thought that was really, really interesting.
Me either, and that's what I'm interested in. I meant to ask him if they have a full coverage foundation.
Yeah.
Because I'm forever in search of a full coverage foundation.
That's a good question. You know,
I guess I'll look it up to find out. But I have freckles, and I don't like my freckles.
Aw, freckles are cute.
It's like I do not like them.
So, I will recommend the full coverage foundation. However, Bianca, it is like $44. And Bianca's like, girl, what?
No, that's not bad. I would do that because MAC does, they claim to have a full coverage foundation, but it's never truly full coverage.
Yeah.
I end up having to apply it twice. And I don't like that because then it looks like a mask. And you know what I mean? MAC used to have a full coverage, full coverage, you know, line of products. But they kind of started steering away with that because now everybody wants the sheer and the whatever look, you know.
Right.
And I still like full coverage.
I would, I recommend trying Becca, full coverage cream. It's full coverage complexion cream foundation. It's like really pigmented and it does really, really cover. Like you seriously do not need a lot because it gives you such full coverage. And now that's what I like to wear because I'm also a full coverage kind of girl. And I typically apply mine with my beauty blender, but you can use the foundation brush, whatever you want, your fingers, whatever the case may be, and blend it in, and it's like really, really full coverage. And it's a good product. So it is a water-based foundation, too, as well. So I'm big on primer, so I believe whatever you prime your face with, make sure it's compatible to whatever kind of makeup you use. So I use like the Urban Decay B6 infusion complexion spray. I just kind of spray that over, kind of prime the skin before I apply the foundation because they're both water-based and it works out really good. So I recommend that foundation. You can like just go to like if there's an Ulta Beauty near you or something like that, you can like go there and just like swatch it. Watch it and see how you like it. All right, you guys. So we have like 60 seconds left in the show. So we are coming to the end of the show. We want to thank you guys for tuning in another Sunday to Beauty and Beats. If you have any beauty tips that you want to share as well, we will definitely shout you out on the show. You can email your beauty tips over to beautyandbeatsforyou@gmail.com. That's something that we want to do because everyone has different kinds of beauty tips that they can share. So definitely email us over your beauty tips. We will shout you out on the show and share your beauty tips as well. Also, we are looking to feature some new up-and-coming makeup artists out there. And so definitely if you have a YouTube channel or you have some looks, definitely you can tweet us. You can send us your YouTube link, and we'll definitely feature you on our show page on the Dow Health Radio website. So once again, make sure that you follow me on Twitter at @AMOArtistry. Make sure that you follow Beauty and Beats on Twitter at Beauty and Beats for You. Make sure that you also follow Dow Health Radio on Twitter at @DowHealth_radio. And check us out on the web at www.DowHealthRadio.com. So Bianca, did you have any closing thoughts or want to throw out your Twitter handle?
Sure. My Twitter and Instagram handle are at @BIANCAMOOREXXX.
All right, guys. So thank you for tuning in. We will see you guys next week. And have a great Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish, swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly. All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high. All day, nigga. Know already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top, 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 side. All day, nigga. This Shay, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money like you got eight figures. But at these piece, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say with you. You a Rick and Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? Fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? High? All day, nigga. Post some here and over for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. Top, 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 side. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo! It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo! We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real tough right now. I've been on the fly, like I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that sucks right now. Right now, 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga. At that moment, I dispersed. Pillar, pillar.